I'm delighted to reflect with you on this topic of Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. Although, what we're going to talk about tonight is that Yerushalayim and one dimension of Yerushalayim is something that we cannot explain here in Chicago. We can't. I'd like to try to think about this idea, to put some words toward this idea, but this idea at its core, mamish, at the core of it, I don't believe that we can grasp here in Chicago. You'll tell me what you think, but I think it's something that it's impossible for us to grasp. And those who have been to Yerushalayim, been to Eretz Yisrael, can get a tiny, tiny feel of what this truly is, and halavai, we should be zoch in our day to experience it to a greater degree. Rav Kohn mentioned a moment ago, Yerushalayim abnuya ki ir shechuba layachtov. So the Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Chagiga tells us, it's ir she'ose kol Yisrael chaverim. It is the city which unites all Jews. It makes Jews chaverim, both in a halachic sense, but also in a symbolic sense, that we find a way to connect to each other in Yerushalayim. And the question is, what about Yerushalayim enables that connection, that unity? Yerushalayim, according to our tradition, has 13 gates, 13 sha'arim. The truth is, and this is for a lot longer of a discussion, Yerushalayim, actually, its 13 gates are mechuvan. This is quoted in the Mishneh Berurah and another achronim. It's mechuvan keneged 13 nuschos hatfilah, 13 avenues of prayer, 13 different ways that people would approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you belonged to a shevet, you had a nusach hatfilah. If you didn't know what shevet you were from, or you were a ger tzedek, you went to the 13th shevet, the 13th gate, the 13th nusach hatfilah, called the Shar HaKolel, the collective gate. So what is it about Yerushalayim that enables people to come together through these 13 gates, that everybody has a chelik, everybody has a portion? What's the glue? How does that work? If it's just people coming together from all these different perspectives, it doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be a harmonious interaction. It doesn't mean people are really going to get together. What is it about it that enables to people? You ever go to an event where you have lots of people in the same place from many different backgrounds and you feel very uncomfortable? You know what I'm talking about? What is it that's going to make you comfortable? Ad kedei kach, that the Mishnah tells us, me'olam, no one ever in the history of ever, lo amdar adam, a person never said, Sarli hamakom sha'olin v'Yerushalayim. It's too tight. There isn't enough space. So I think on one level that Mishnah means that there was always a place for a person to stay if they wanted. There's always a makom, right? You can never say that there was not an Airbnb or a hotel room to be had. But probably on a deeper level, the Mishnah is telling us something much more profound. Lo admar adam, no one ever said, Sarli hamakom sha'olam v'Yerushalayim. I'm too constrained here. I feel uncomfortable here. I don't feel like I belong here. So what is it? What is it about Yerushalayim that enables people to feel like they belong? And so many people, every single shevet, Ad kedei kach. Some of you are familiar. There's a Gemara Maseches Yuma. The Gemara discusses the division, the geographic divisions of Eretz Yisrael. And there's one opinion in the Gemara that Yerushalayim was actually not divided according to the tribes. Yerushalayim lo nischalka lishvatim. Right. Some of you are familiar with the other opinion in the Gemara, which says that was Yerushalayim was split between Shevet. Oh, you know what? Let's use our interactive powers here online. Anybody know the other opinion of the Gemara? Which two Shvatim is dividing Yerushalayim. There we go. Shkar Chablantz, Binyamin, and Yehuda, and that's why, according to the Mishnah, there was a missing Yesod section in one part of the Mizbeach, because it was just on the fault line between Binyamin and Yehuda. But the other opinion, there are several nafkamin in the Gemara about this, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim itself was not divided among the Shvatim. So what is it about Yerushalayim that makes it lo nischalka l'shvatim? What is it that makes everybody feel at home? What is it about Yerushalayim? There is a concept that some of you might be familiar with called the Kolel, the Mispar Kolel. If you do a gematria, some of you are familiar with this idea. If you do a gematria, you have a number, let's say the gematria of Echad, Aleph is 1, Ches is 8, so you're at 9, and Dalet is 13. So the gematria of Echad is 13. But in some contexts, the gematria of Echad is 14. That's called the Mispar Kolel. Some of you are familiar with this, and if people who don't understand it, they think sometimes that a gematria is just plus or minus 1. It's not plus or minus 1. It's very meduktuk, but sometimes we add what's called the Kolel. What's the pshat in the Kolel? What is the Mispar HaKolel? Anybody know? Anybody know what is the meaning? Why is it that you add one on a Mispar Kolel? Okay, so here is an incredible insight on the Mispar HaKolel. It comes from a sefer called Shabbos Malkasa, from the Heiliger, from the blessed, tremendous Mashpia in Eretz Yisrael, who lived in Ofakim until he passed away from a terrible car accident, Rav Shimshon Pinkus. A sefer he wrote by himself. If I asked you to go to IKEA and buy a table, so you go to IKEA, you get on the shelf, it says Vlurb or Zlab or some other funny, you know, Norwegian name that they made up. You take it home, you open the box. How many pieces are in the box? Mistama, it's a simple IKEA table. It has 5 pieces. It has a plank of wood, and it has 4 pegs. So if someone were to ask you, what is in the box? How many pieces are in the box? You might tell them, 5. A top and 4 pegs. But says Rav Pinkus, wait a second. There are really 6 things in the box. There's a tabletop, and there are 4 legs. But when you put all the pieces together, you have a table. A table is not simply 4 pegs and a plank of wood. That could be lying in a pile in a box. But it's not. It's something different. It's something else. It's something qualitatively and completely different. That's called a kolel. It's another dimension. It's a totally different dimension. It's not just the sum of the number of the individual parts. It is the quality of everything together, which is a totally different entity. This was one of the chief contributions to the Olam HaTorah of the approach of the late Gaon, the Chassid Tzaddik Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk. I have here in English, it's Hebrew sometimes is very hard, so I have a little, one of these Kuntres Likutim in English, where he explains that the Jewish understanding of life as a dialogue with God has 2 central themes. The first, presented above, is the dialogue at the individual level. The second is at the national level, a dialogue between God and the nation. In other words, the nation as a unified whole, including all of its generations, is also a person with freedom of choice and the ability to act, and its decisions and actions are the words the nation wishes to say to God. What happens to the nation is God's answer to the nation. And if in the case of the individual, the dialogue unfolds within the framework of a person's life story, in this case, it develops over the course of many stations, of many centuries of national history. Says Rav Kook, says the great Kohen Gadol, he says, we live on two planes. We live on the individual plane, on the personal relationship that we have as a yachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there is the collective, there is the tzibur, there is the kolel, the national identity, which is different. It's qualitatively different than the sum of its parts. It's an inyan of the klal. And this inyan, this musag of the klal, it's very difficult for us to understand and to grasp in Chutz La'aretz, because the nature of Golus is the nature of an individual existence. Even though, Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful community, a community is not a nation. It's not Knesset Yisrael. Throughout the generations, even when we had Vat Arba Ratzos, when we had governing bodies that oversaw the whole, you know, Eastern Europe, you could say, but that's still not the Jewish nation. It's still a circumscribed group of people. This is manifest in many ways that's difficult for us to even to understand, to connect with. When we have a psak halacha, when we have a shaila, this shaila applies to an individual person or it applies to a community. But there's a limit to whom this shaila applies. When a mora hora, when your mora reb, mora derech, when your shul rav, when your posik, when he gets a shaila from an individual, let's say Rabbi Cohn, when Rabbi Cohn gets a shaila from one of the members, he could paskin that shaila, he thinks about the ramifications of that for that member family, for the members of the shul, maybe even for the Chicago Jewish community. But that shaila doesn't generally affect the United States of America. And it doesn't take into account the entire Jewish people. It's not nogea. It's an individual shaila. It's a shaila on the prat. But Rav Kook says there's such a thing as a national entity, where a shaila for the nation, that has an afkamina for every Jew. And you have to answer that shaila thinking about how it relates to every Jew. On the level of the prat, there are distinctions. There are differences. There are barriers, Rahmanul Itzlan, and that's part of the nature of the fact that there are differences. That's true. It's true. But at the same time, there is another level where we exist on the level of the klal. Where we exist on the level of the klal. On the level of the klal, there are no differences. Okay. This inyan of the klal transcends the distinctions of the prat. In this level, the klal, the nation, it's not just the sum of the individual parts. It's the kolol in general. This idea is very hard to grasp in Chutz La'aretz, but it's at the core of what the Eretz Yisrael experience and what Yerushalayim is all about. Yerushalayim is a microcosm, it's the heart, it's the center of Eretz Yisrael, which is this Bigadol, and Yerushalayim is this Befrat. That's why all the Shvatim have a place in Eretz Yisrael, and all Shvatim have a place in Yerushalayim. And that's why Yerushalayim, from this perspective, is Lo Nischalka L'Shvatim, because on the level of the Klal, there are no distinctions of Shvatim. Lo amar adam me'olam, no one ever said, tsar li hamakom she'olam b'Yerushalayim, that it's too crowded. Why? Because it's on the level of the klal. It's on the level of the collective. And in there are no distinctions. The Halaga, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Zecher Tzadav HaKadosh Levracha, the Rav of Shari Chesed, Rav Kook's Talmud Chaver, he once asked, he said, how could it be that we believe, Ani Mamid Ben Muna Shleima, that the Ribbono Shalom could send the Mashiach any moment? B'chol Yom Sheyavo. How is that possible? The level of transformation we would need to do, each one of us, we didn't merit it yesterday, we're not going to merit it today, are we? So he says, you're right. That's on the level of the Prat. But on the level of the Knal, the Knesset Yisrael, it's always ready for Mashiach. The challenge is, how do we tap into the level of the Klal? It's not just tapping into the Shul, or the community, or the United States. It's tapping into the second tier, the second dimension of Yiddishkeit. Rav Kook's second plane, the dialogue between us as a nation. Imagining paskening a shaila that you had to worry about every Jew, the religious Jews and the non-religious Jews. What kind of a psak has a perspective like that? We're not used to that. You notice it's interesting that there are many mitzvos which we do in Chutz Laretz that the Ramban says they're not exactly as they are ideally as they would be done in Eretz Yisrael, but there are certain mitzvos that are done in general in Chutz Laretz, even though, you know, they're not 100% nogea b'zman hazeh, but we still do them as a zecher. But Shemitah, but Yovel, those mitzvahs, we don't even make an attempt to do them. You can own a farm in Chutz Laretz, you wouldn't even do Shemitah midrabanan. Because there are certain mitzvahs that the whole essence of them is tied up in the land. The land is about the national identity. Memela, they don't even translate in Chutz Laretz. You can't consider, it's not even shayach to think about Shemitah in a farm in Illinois. Because Shemitah is the tier two type of mitzvah. This is what Rav Kook explains in Shabbos Haaretz, that there is shvis on an individual level, that's Shabbos Kodesh. That exists everywhere. And then there's national shvisa. That's Shemitah that only exists in Eretz Yisrael. Memela, it's not shayach to talk about Shemitah midrabanan and Chutz Laretz. It doesn't even translate. We want to understand why it is that everybody has a place in Eretz Yisrael, every Shevet has a place, and everybody has a place in Yerushalayim, and nobody ever said, Sarli Hamakom. Because Yerushalayim exists not just on the plane of the individual, it exists on the plane of the collective. And that's why Kol Yisrael can be Chaverim. Because the barriers that divide us as individuals don't exist on the level of the Klal, on the level of the Lu'um, on the level of the nation. That's why Yerushalayim is Irsho Osa Kol Yisrael Chaverim. That's why nobody ever said Sa'ali Amokum. That's why it's not Neschalka Lishvatim. Because it's the Musag of the Kulel. I once heard an awesome vort from a friend, Shalita. He said in his terrific, very strong Baltimore-infused dialect, growing up, you know, Rabbi Friend, Baltimore favorite. My friend once said pshat in the Gemara in the Mishnah, end of Ksubis, the Mishnah wonders, wait a second, what are the rules and regulations governing a marriage agreement? One of those has to do with where the couple's going to live. So the Mishnah wonders, where do couples have the right to live if they want to resolve a dispute about that? So the Mishnah says, Hakom Alon LeEretz Yisrael, and then Hakom Alon LeYerushalayim, which means that both members, both parties of a couple have the right within a context, and this should not be taken out of context, Lamaisa, but as a matter of principle, both the husband and the wife can insist to the other one they live in Yerushalayim, not just Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, why? Yerushalayim, there's no special mitzvah. I understand, maybe you could say, Hakom Alon LeEretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the mitzvah of Yeshiva Aretz. But Yerushalayim, why Yerushalayim? So my friend said, look at the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah is talking about what happens when you have a couple that lives in, they live in Chicago, and one day, one of the couples wakes up and decides, you know, no, I'd like to move somewhere else. The other member of the couple could say, what are you talking about? We're from Chicago. We both lived here. If they lived in two different places, different story. Sarai Fran said, that's the pshat in that Mishnah. Hakol Malan LeYerushalayim is because Yerushalayim should be considered the hometown of every Jew. I wonder if you take that on this level of understanding, why is it that every Jew feels that their home is in Yerushalayim? Because Yerushalayim, just like Eretz Yisrael, is not a din and a prat. When it comes to a prat, I could say this is my makom, and that's distinct from your makom. There are different makomos. But Yerushalayim is not a makom. It's not a specific place. It's a kolel. Maybe that's why Chazal talk about Yerushalayim shalmata, and Yerushalayim shall Mila. Maybe it's what Rav Kook was trying to teach us. That there is the Yerushalayim shall Mata that we see. You have an apartment. I have an apartment. There are 12, 13 gates. It's the level of the individual. We each go to the Kotel as a different individual. But there's Yerushalayim shall Mila. There is Yerushalayim, which is the Knesset Yisrael, the Kolel. It's the lave of the entire nation. That Musag HaKolel, which is qualitatively different. Maybe Alpi Drush, that's why there are 13 gates. There are 12 gates for each of the Shvatim. The 13th gate, it's the Shara Kolel in the sense that it transcends all 12. It relates to everybody on the level of the Klal. In this beautiful summary of Rav Kook, in this kuntris, it's called Religious Zionism Rav Kook, he says, the main religious significance of the State of Israel, obviously Rav Kook lived before the State of Israel, is not that people there observe Shabbos and Kashrus, which is important, of course. Israel is a chetimtza. It is a chetimtza for individuals to be Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Kashrus. But rather, that its very creation compels the Jewish people to make decisions and act as a whole. That there is a national consideration of Shabbos. A national consideration. It allows to realize monotheism at the national level and bequeath it to all humanity. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, says Rav Kook. Not just to live as a yachid, but to live as a klal, as a tzibur, as a collective. And as difficult as that is to articulate and to appreciate and to understand in Chutz La'aretz, in our day, having had a beginning of the Nitzanim HaRishonim of the Aschalta de Geula. Hopefully now, having been there, so many of us, we have a little bit of a smell, of a shmeck, of what that means. Of what it means to have Knesset Yisrael. Not just a Jewish neighborhood or a Jewish community, not just a Jewish individual, but a collective, a Knesset Yisrael. A whole country that when you walk in the airport and you enter the country, there's a ginormous mezuzah on the corner. That's not a mezuzah of the prat. That's a mezuzah of the whole klal, of the whole nation, of the whole country. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam and the doorstep. Yom Yerushalayim and Yom Ha'atzmaut, and every time we have the opportunity to think about the modern expression of the land of Israel under Jewish sovereignty, are opportunities to remember what this gift is. It's waking up that consciousness on the level of a klal that hasn't existed in nearly 2,000 years. Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'yonu l'zman hazeh, that we can start to realize that dimension of the Ribbono Shel Olam's hiskalus in the world. When we daven on the Yomim Noroim for the hiskalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just the hiskalus Elokis on the level of all of us as individuals. And it's not just us as individuals coming together. It's on the level of the Knesset Yisrael modeling for the entire world. On the national level, that expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hopefully, we will see the ultimate, the full expression of that. B'vias Kol Tzedek B'Mehera V'Yameinu. Amen.